In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, St. Anne's. I hope all is well and that you are staying healthy and safe right now. I have a story for you this morning. Back in 1996, there was this couple named Jean and Jim, and they had two daughters who were about 4 and 6 at the time. And they were traveling to Pittsburgh to visit friends for their last family vacation for a while, since Jean was about 7.5 months pregnant with their third child. And so they thought this would be their last vacation, their last trip. And so they made it up there from Columbia, Maryland, to see their dear friends. And they made it just in time because it started to snow. And they figured, well, they'll be there a couple of days. It really doesn't matter. But later that night, Jean realized that her water broke. And she panicked because she had imagined being home in Columbia because that's where her family doctor was, her really good friend, and he had delivered her two children. And so she had trusted him and was so worried about being away and giving birth. And so she calls him up and they had, you know, heart to heart about what she should do. And, you know, after, you know, getting a description of how she was feeling, he said that she could stay in Pittsburgh for the night, that her labor was slow and that she was safe. But that, you know, if anything, she got strict instructions. If anything was to change, she had to go to the hospital in Pittsburgh and stay there to give birth. But at this time, you know, at the moment, that she was fine and should rest and relax for the night. So that's what she tried to do, but it was a hard night's sleep because she was worried, like, is she making the right decision? But she just really felt like she was supposed to be home, and she just wanted her doctor to be there for her. So the next morning at 5 a.m., her and Jim get up, they get on the road, the kids were with their friends, so they were going to come down later to see the baby, but the two of them make the trip down to Maryland. Well, since it was snowing the night before, the roads weren't as clear as they thought, and then all of a sudden it starts to snow again, and the weather is getting worse and worse as they make their way, you know, trying to get to Maryland, and then all of a sudden the defroster stops working, and then their windshield wipers get clogged with snow because it can't defrost, and so they can hardly see out the window, and her husband's concentrating trying to drive, and she is just so worried and panicked and just scared. And so she starts to pray, and she prays and just talks to God, like, you know, help me, be with me in this moment. What should I do? I'm just so scared, God. Just please help us and protect us. I'm so scared. And then all of a sudden, she looks out her window and a ray of sunlight shines through this clouds, and a peace and a calm just comes over her heart. And she hears the click of the defroster come back on. And with that, her windshield wipers are able to get rid of the snow, and the snow outside starts to slow down. And the longer they go, the roads start to get clearer and clearer and clearer. And she had, her and Jim had a safe ride back to Columbia. It is there that she gave birth to a beautiful and healthy baby boy with the help of her doctor. And her daughters were able to meet their little brother a couple days later, who to this day is actually a diehard Pittsburgh fan. I know that might break up any of you Ravens fans' hearts, but it makes sense. Jean is so blessed for her son, and that her prayers were answered. But more importantly, and just as equally as important, she's grateful for that in that moment that she prayed, that she called on God to be with her in her fear. And that brought her so much comfort and brings her comfort to this day, that God, you know, showed her calm and peace in that moment and was with her at that time. And just the hope that she felt and the trust that has shaped her relationship with God throughout the years. And, you know, all of us, we all have moments of anxiety, whether it's we're in a snowstorm or we're dealing with things going on in our lives that might be causing pain, or, you know, whatever it may be that you have on your mind right now. And it might even be a pandemic that's going on that's making you nervous or stressed out. You know, we all, as human beings, we all experience those things that produce anxiety, that consistent and persistent need to worry and fear. And what that does is, you know, it not only, we not only are anxious because things can be difficult or, you know, unexpected, but, you know, it takes away and distracts us from the peace of God and from God's presence in our life. It makes us feel kind of sometimes uncertain. And so, you know, my question for you today, since we've been in such an anxious time with this pandemic, is how do you handle your anxiety and your stress or your worry? Like, what do you do? Or are you a verbal processor? Do you like have to talk it out, which is good? Are you more of an internal process? You need to think things through. Like, we all have different ways of handling our stress and our worry and our anxiety. You know, sometimes we talk to a friend, or we talk to a therapist or a priest. Other times we channel it in exercise, or we have a hobby. There are different ways that we can help in healthy ways manage and handle our anxiety and stress. And so, and sometimes there are unhealthy ways that we do that. And so that's why it's so important to think about, how do we handle our worry? What do we do with it? You know, when it distracts us from the world around us and makes us fearful for what's to come. And so, you know, for myself, you know, sometimes if I have something on my mind, I like to go out for walks, you know, when the sun comes down a little bit in the evening, and being outside with the fresh air, it just feels so good. And I'm able to talk to God and just, you know, just call on Him for what might be on my mind that day. And so, you know, do you ever think about talking to God about what's bothering you? And not, you know, sometimes it's easier to talk to God about what's going on with everyone else than ourselves. But, you know, do we ever talk to God about what really makes us anxious? Not that we, you know, not just what we need, like, you know, God, I need to be less stressful, or I need to be less this or that, or I need this or that. But also, like, God, I need this because, you know, I'm worried, or I'm stressed about this because it hurts, or it's, you know, I love that person. You know, really digging deep and intentionally thinking about, you know, how to invite God into our hearts and our minds, you know, to be with us in that, and to carry, you know, our worry with us, you know, and for us, you know, each day. You know, as a priest, I know I preach about prayer a lot. It's because I believe in the power of prayer, not just for prayers to be answered the way we want. I believe in the power of hope and trust that we have in God when we pray. And that hope and trust, that's what leads us to have that peace that we can receive from God. You know, putting that trust in God is so important. And there's power in that, because it transforms us to not just rely on ourselves, but to rely on our Creator and to invite God and to call God to be with us. And so this is, you know, what the letter of Peter, first letter of Peter, says for us to do today: to cast all your anxiety on God, because God cares for you. You know, that this is much easier said than done. But, you know, even the disciples, you know, they're nervous. You know, in John 16 and 17, you know, even 18, like, they're in this clump of scriptures, like, they're worried about what's going on, and they've got things on their mind. And so what does Jesus do? Jesus prays for Himself and for them. And He specifically prays for God to protect the disciples when He leaves them, you know, when He goes to be with His Father. Jesus models for them and for us what to do when we're nervous and scared, and that is to pray. Because, you know, Jesus was both, I might have said this, human and divine, and He had His own, you know, stresses. He went off to pray. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he had things on his mind too that he took to God. And so that is what we're supposed to do. We need to talk to God. It might not take away our anxiety immediately, and the weather might not miraculously change and get better, but putting our trust in God opens us up to be at peace with what will come and the strength and courage to get through it. In prayer, tell God what you are worried about, not with the expectation that he will fix it, but with the hope and trust that you are not alone in what you will experience. You know, Philippians 4:6 even says, and I love this passage too, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. You know, it's hard not to worry. It's a human thing. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, present your requests to God. Cast your anxiety on the Lord. Why? Because God cares about you and loves you and wants a relationship with you, especially in times of grief and fear. Because if there was anything or anyone that loved you as much as anything, that is God. And God is strong enough and able to carry your worries for you and can handle them much more than we can at times. So I am so thankful for a God that loves us and cares about you and me so much so that God wants us to share our joys and pains with him. That's a God I want to believe in, someone that wants to partner and take that on for me and not let me or you and I handle things alone. And so what do you have to talk to God about today? What's on your mind? I invite you to invite God to be your companion on this journey of life, and to share in the burdens or anything that's on your heart and mind right now. Because God loves you and is with you right now, whether you're home alone or with family or whatever is on your mind, or maybe when you are driving through a snowstorm like Jean and Jim. God is with you and loves you and calls you to cast your anxious heart on him. So let us pray together and cast our worries on God. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks for this time of worship and prayer together. I give thanks for this congregation that has gathered before you today to cast our worries and anxieties and fears on you, that we know that you are with us in all that is on our hearts and minds right now, that your love is what will give us the strength and courage to get through all that we come across. God, be with us. Give us that calm that you gave Jean in that car ride home. Give us the calm and peace in our hearts to know that you are with us and you love us now and forever. Amen. May God bless you and keep you always. Amen. And love you always. Amen.